Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down with movers and shakers in the entertainment industry. My guests today are Ian Reardon, Forrest Smith, and Jay Farris from the genre-defying band Marsupial. Trying to put labels on this band is like trying to nail Jell-O to the ceiling. But before I introduce them, let's listen to a track from their absolutely brand new CD, Genus Thylacinus, and this is The Man Who Knows Things.
Find it along the way.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. Maybe we could start with just going round the table really quickly, and let's put a name to a voice.
All right, I'm Ian Reardon, I'm guitar and vocals. I'm Forrest Smith, guitar, comedy.
I'm Jay Ferris, I'm engineer, sound.
All righty. So, maybe one of you can tell us a little bit about Marsupial. What's the history, and what is the full lineup of musicians?
Well, the full lineup at this moment is myself, Ian Forrest on guitar, and Brad Mader on bass, and Chris Carter on drums, who couldn't be here today. And this lineup's been currently together a little over 2 years, but the original Marsupial was Brad Mader, myself, and our sound engineer, Jay Ferris. And we put this band together probably about 8 years ago, gone through many different lineups, gone through about three different drummers before Chris. We had a sax player. We had two different keyboard players at one time. And another guitar player, Naren Schoniker, at another time. And we put the band together just as a fun group, and it just kind of formed into what it is now and became a business and became a fun business, I guess, you know.
You're based in North Carolina, I believe?
Asheville, right. North Carolina, the western mountains, yep.
Okay. Is there a pretty active music scene out there?
Yeah, there really is. For a small mountain town, you'd be really surprised. There's probably about 200 bands in Asheville alone, and there's really, what would you say the population is? Maybe about 20,000 people.
Yeah, probably a little more than that.
Yeah.
A lot of culture for such a small place.
Right. There's a band on every block.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Which makes it competitive, too, and that kind of, you know, stir juices and kind of push you a little bit.
Right. Listening to your music, I maybe I'm wrong, but I came away with hints of The Dead, maybe a tinge of King Crimson thrown in. Who are your musical influences?
I'd say Frank Zappa is our mutual influence, and then we branch out separately from there, but cross lines together, and I don't know, Pink Floyd.
That's kind of the beauty of the whole thing. It's like, yeah, we do have commonalities like Zappa, Genesis, things like that, but then we all like different stuff, and then so when it comes together, hopefully the idea is that, you know, it's kind of a mixture of a bunch of different things that, you know, maybe if I'd written a song and I was doing a solo record, you know, if Marsupial were to record that same song, it would sound completely different because of our influences, and that's what I love about this band.
It certainly is a great sound that you've created. Well, one of the things that I found absolutely fascinating about the CD was reading the cover notes. And you've done something I have never seen before. You give your sound engineer, Jay Farris, who is on the line with us, the same billing as the band. Now, everyone else just dumps the poor sound guy, you know, in the also-ran category. So I'm guessing, Jay, you must be a pretty integral part of this band.
Oh, yeah. My saying is, without a good sound man, you hear nothing. You know, it's once you recognize a band and work with a band, you know pretty much where the dynamics are and everything, which really helps shape the music and what they're doing. It makes them more relaxed on stage. You know, they're not worrying about sound issues. They're pretty much ready to go. You know, it works out real well for us.
So you've obviously worked with them for some considerable amount of time.
Oh, yeah. We've grown through many recordings, some good, some bad, and some great.
Are you mainly a live or studio band? And I'm going to guess that you guys do both.
Right, right, we do. We do a lot of live multi-tracks also, which, you know, we hook up with some video and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun. It's a lot of projects. Keeps us busy all the time, that's for sure.
I think the soul of the band is probably we're a live act. We love to get out and play shows for people, you know, and have a good time and really experiment with the tunes at live shows. But recording in the studio is also fun. It's just a different thing.
Yeah, the two areas are so different, and each has an attraction. With the studio, you've got the ability to do the editing, do the really neat multi-track stuff. When you're live, you're live. If you screw up, you screw up.
Oh, yeah. We've got a few to show of those.
No,
too many.
I'll never screw up.
Perfect, yes. But, yeah, it definitely reflects on how the event went that night and everything. It's really fun to sit back and listen to, you know, what you did do and how you did do it, because you can reflect and change and all that.
Right. Do you play mainly in North Carolina, or do you venture further afield?
No, we play all around. We've played up to about Indianapolis, down to almost about Florida, and you know, we venture out. At this point, we're kind of staying closer to North Carolina these days, but we're looking to build it up even more than that, and eventually start touring around. Hopefully, over to Europe. We'd love to go over to Europe.
Oh, Europe's a great place. It's a great place to visit, but as you can probably spot from my accent, it is where I originated from. Terrible place to live.
Alabama. Just kidding.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, let's play another track. This is Naked in the Hall of Seduction. Another great track. We'll be right back. It is a very pretty track. I think you guys have done a fabulous job. Jay, let me pick on you for a second.
Right.
In the middle part, there is a section that definitely sounds like there's a synth involved. Is this your work as the sound engineer?
No, basically it was Chris. He brought over his keyboard and stuff, and we just stacked up a bunch of different noises and things that we'd found around the studio and stuff that we could play with and things like that. And some of the stuff we did in reverse, some of it we did forge, you know, and just it really was wild how it all fell together. I really feel like that's one of the strongest tracks that just, you know, when we recorded it, it just fell right into place.
Ian, as I recall, this is your fourth CD. It's only been in the wild for a couple of days. I think it was released on the 24th.
But yes.
What sort of feedback are you getting?
So far, we're getting good feedback. A lot of people from local magazines and stuff like that have already gotten it because, you know, we got our discs in a few weeks ago, and we've already, you know, peppered the town with them. And but I think it's positive feedback. This, to us, is probably our strongest album to date.
Are you hopeful of getting some radio play?
Yes, we've already gotten some from local radio stations, and we're just starting to send out to other radio stations such as yours and whatnot. So we're kind of waiting to find out if we'll get that radio play.
It's always fun to hear your music played on the radio.
Yeah, bottom
for sure.
Bottom, we just want as many people to hear it as possible.
I interviewed a Hall of Fame guy, Greg Rowley, a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me about his early days and about how he almost crashed his car, you know, when he heard himself on the radio while he was driving.
That's great. Well, not great, but, you know.
He had a lot of good days. What, Santana's band and stuff he was huge in?
And
yes.
Journey, yeah.
Yeah, same guy. He's still going strong. Let's talk about the state of the music world. It's a very different place from where it was in Greg Rowley's early days, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Today we have the infamous internet. How important is the world of online to Marsupial, and where can people find you?
You can find us at www.marsupialmusic.com. And we have all kinds of stuff on there, free archive downloads of our shows. Now we're working with DVDs. Jay's making DVDs of our shows so you can watch what we're doing. And it's we're all about the internet. We love giving our music away. The best way for, you know, to get heard is by giving it away and letting people hear you, you know. So make your music while you play live, you know, or make your money, rather.
And obviously, we want to sell our studio CDs, but we definitely love to give our live shows away.
I really, really enjoy hearing that, because as a reviewer and an interviewer and, I guess, journalist, there's two very different sides to the internet story. From the big labels, all I hear is whining about piracy and how the internet is killing the industry. And yet, you know, almost every musician that I talk to has a completely different point of view. They happily stream their music in the knowledge that if someone likes it, they're going to go out and buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Radiohead is a perfect example of that within Rainbows. They gave it away with the whole, you know, infamous...
Say what you want.
Yeah, and I mean, it was the biggest thing for them. It was their biggest selling album. It makes sense. It really does.
And obviously, they were already huge when they did that. But for someone like us, it's even more crucial because, you know, it's just all about people hearing it. Bottom line is, you know, the more people that hear it, the more chance there is for people to like it and to kind of build and snowball, and hopefully that'll happen.
Right. I'm curious. You did mention at the beginning of the interview that you don't have a regular keyboard player. And for some reason, I could see keyboards fitting in very well with your format.
Oh, yeah, should too. We just haven't found the right person. We want that person to step up and find us and come and join what we're doing because they enjoy it just as much as we do. So they'll find us.
I'm sure they will. Who does the writing, or is it a collaborative effort?
It's a collaborative, but myself and Forrest and Chris all write, and Chris also plays a lot of different instruments besides drums and singing, and so we all have our own recording studios in our houses besides Jay's recording studio that we all practice in, record, etc. But we'll all, you know, I'll make a song, I'll play all the instruments, and then bring it to them and go, hey, what do you think of this? And then it'll warp it from that point. So it's a collaborative after that point.
And what's next for Marsupial?
We're actually looking into collaborating possibly with a couple of the Mothers of Invention, Don Preston and Von Garden. But that's in the works at this point, doing a song and, you know, putting it on our next album. We're recording a lot of DVDs at this point, so we'd like to possibly do a DVD next. But, you know, the future is to be seen.
And world domination, we should throw that on the list.
It's all rocking!
Yes, it's all...
Nothing wrong with world domination.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, just as long as no one gets hurt in the process.
Actually, Don Preston, I think I interviewed fairly recently. He seems like a very entertaining guy.
Yeah. we love the Mothers of Invention. They're just... one of our favorite groups, and like I said, we said before, Frank Zappa is our mutual influence that we all meet at that point and branch out from there. So, yeah.
Well, I hate to say this to you, but our 30 minutes, alas, has disappeared. I don't know what happened to the clock.
30 minutes.
I mean, it's awful. And
yes,
but we appreciate it. We really do.
So I'm sure I speak for everyone at Blogger News in wishing you all the very best with Marsupial, and I do hope that we can talk again in the future.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, folks, have a great afternoon, and thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
And you guys. Okay, goodbye.
Pretty good. Yeah,
that's it.